You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. A major miscalculation in World War II. Commentator Gary Joyner studies it in today's installment of History Matters.
72 years ago this week, on June 22, 1941, Adolf Hitler formalized the greatest mistake of his march to world domination. At 3:15 in the morning, German Luftwaffe bombers attacked Soviet airfields in the Russian-occupied portions of Poland, and about 3 million German troops streamed into Soviet-held territory. With them were 500,000 anti-Russian Slavic troops from Romania, Slovakia, and Hungary, ethnic Germans from Croatia, and Italian forces as well. Three huge army groups moved forward, devastating the Russian resistance. Army Group North headed for Leningrad. Army Group Center moved toward Moscow. Army Group South headed for Stalingrad. The German panzers, their heavy tanks, outpaced the infantry columns as the Russian Air Force was blasted from the sky. In the first 3 days of aerial combat, the German Luftwaffe lost 35 planes. The Russians, according to their own estimates, lost over 3,900. It was by far the largest invasion in history. Joseph Stalin, the communist dictator of Russia, began moving factories into Siberia to save them from certain destruction or capture. Russia's entry into World War II changed their outlook on world politics. Still today, World War II is called the Great Patriotic War in Russia. Stalin also began pleading with his new allies, particularly the United States and Britain, to help relieve the pressure from the German juggernaut. Help in the form of invasions to draw off the Germans would come much later, first in North Africa, then in Sicily and Italy, and finally in France with the Normandy invasion in June 1944. The Russians countered the German invasion by retreating as they attempted to slow the Nazis down. Within 4 days, the Germans had captured 180,000 Russian troops, but another 100,000 escaped to fight again. The Germans then made what would later be seen as a fatal error. Instead of aiming straight for Moscow, some of the troops were drawn off to the north and to the south, one group to help take Leningrad and the other to take the giant industrial center of Kharkov and the oil fields of the Caucasus Mountains. The primary central thrust made it to within 2 miles of the outskirts of the Soviet capital by October 31st. The weather turned colder, and the Russian rains turned the roads to bottomless mud. Winter soon fell as the Germans remembered what had happened to Napoleon, who struck almost the same route in 1812. The Soviets then brought in reinforcements by depleting much of their Far East command. 30 divisions of Siberian troops arrived by rail with 1,000 tanks and hundreds of aircraft. By the middle of November, the Germans found the weather cold and the roads frozen. They attacked Moscow again. They got into the city, but the cold took its toll. The Germans began a retreat that would not end until Berlin was taken in May 1945. The Germans besieged Leningrad for about 1,000 days and never conquered it. Stalingrad saw the demise of the German Southern Army. Encircled and starving, it simply ceased to exist. The German retreat mimicked Napoleon's retreat after his 1812 invasion. How did the Germans lose this great gamble? They completely underestimated the Soviet army and its capacity to replenish losses. They began the attack much too late in the year to reach their targets before the Russian winter closed in. Finally, they did not learn Napoleon's greatest lesson. The supply lines became untenable as the great distances into the Russian heartland increased. The Russian invasion drew off troops to protect the Atlantic Wall, allowing the Allies to open up a second theater 3 years later. What the arrogant Adolf Hitler failed to see was that history matters.